Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Harry Dent is here. Harry's becoming a great member of our Brain Trust, founder of Dent Research, author of The Great Boom Ahead, which was written 30 years ago, also author of the newsletter Boom and Bust, and other books, by the way. Harry, thanks again for being here. I want to put in perspective, I want to set you up for you giving us a little a view of what you see coming at us going forward. And I'm going to set it up this way. In the first quarters of 2014, 2015, and 2016, those three quarters averaged under, they were negative. Those three quarters were negative. All three quarters, first quarters, 14, 15, 16, were negative. In other words, in the real economy, we were one quarter away from a technical recession. In all three of those quarters, the Dow Jones reached record levels. And I kept saying in those days, Harry, what's wrong with this picture? What do you think?
Well, you know, my original breakthrough tool was the spending wave. I just moved forward the peak in spending age 46 for the index, and that's what told me 1983 to 2007 would be the greatest boom in history. And, of course, it's around the world, but I was focusing on the U.S. back then. And we had that boom, but that got levered by, you know, Alan Greenspan lowering interest rates every time the economy slowed. Never let the economy rebalance. Just keep pumping it up. But we didn't have quantitative easing, throwing money, free money out of nowhere into the system to pump it up. They did it in Y2K for a few months, and that goosed the last leg of the tech bubble tremendously, and then it crashed when they had to pull back that. And then they did it temporarily in the middle of 2008 to give liquidity to the banking system, but it fell apart anyway. They didn't start quantitative easing on steroids until the economy was way down in early 2009, and then they just opened the spigots. $1 trillion in the Fed in 1 year, $4 trillion total, and then they started to taper. They started saying, well,
can I stop you for a second, Harry? It's important to point out that when Harry says quantitative easing, and he talks about pumping into the economy, money into the economy, that's newly printed money. That is monopoly money, isn't it, Harry?
Yes, it's like taking a drug. It enhances performance short term. It's an artificial stimulus, and of course it corrupts the system and causes it to overexpand, bad loans, bad investments, people getting delusional, overspending, overborrowing. That's what it does. It's like a drug. It makes you crazy. People on drugs don't make good decisions. But quantitative easing not only adds more money chasing financial assets to build them up artificially. I got my spending wave says where the economy and stocks should be, and it's been very accurate back to the 50s, far back as I can track it, and it says the stock market is 120% overvalued. You know what I can trace that to, Jim? The difference between earnings per share on the S&P 500 and profits, total profits, because they've used all this free money
But there are talking heads on television all the time saying, oh, no, it's not undervalued. You know, Harry, one of the things I want to give you a Jamie Dimon quote. One of the things that it really bothers me the information I gave you earlier, that there's a disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street, and you know, years ago people used to say that the stock market was a 6 month leading indicator of the economy, and this weekend Maria Bartiromo asked Jamie Dimon, the chairman of CEO of J.P. Morgan, she asked him if these P/E values were valid, if they were justified. And he said this, and it's the most incredible thing I've ever heard anybody say recently. He said, they will be if the economy continues to grow. Now, in other words, what he was saying was the economy is a leading indicator of the stock market. That's wrong, isn't it? That's fundamentally wrong.
It's wrong, and also forget growth. We've been growing since quantitative easing, since the demographic trends have slowed and the debt is weighing on the economy from the great boom. We've been growing at 2% even with this massive, and I mean unprecedented, stimulus. We were growing at 4% in normal times in the boom and sometimes higher. So when you adjust the price-earnings ratios for actual growth rates, we are now way more overvalued than we were in 2000 at the top of the tech bubble. And even normal indicators like market cap of stocks, without the adjustments for earnings per share from companies buying back their own stocks and leveraging their own earnings, yeah, and wasting their shareholders' money buying their own stocks at overvalued levels. But even without that, market cap to GDP is higher than it was in 2000 at the highest valuations in all history.
I got to go.
We're way overvalued.
I'm going to go to a break in a minute before we wrap this segment up, and we're going to come back after the break too. But before we wrap this segment up, is there anything that you see good, positive about what's going on right now? Other than small businesses.
Well, it's kept the economy going, but we've only added more debt around the world. Financial assets are more valuable, so we're going to have a bigger deleveraging. My thing is, we would have been over this, like the Great Depression,
yeah,
in 32,
if we'd taken our medicine.
We were over the worst in 3 years. We would be over by 2010. Now we're going to have to face it in the next 3 years.
If we had taken our medicine 10
yeah,
years ago,
we'd have been over it.
If 10 years ago we'd taken our medicine, let some banks fail,
yes,
put some people in jail. How about this? How about this, Harry? Put the perpetrators in jail. Some people should have,
yeah,
gone to jail.
Yeah, and put them in blue-collar jails instead of white-collar jails.
That's exactly right. Harry Dent, ladies and gentlemen. Harry, I need your website quickly, please.
HarryDent.com. Free newsletter.
Check it out. Boom and Bust is the newsletter. Quick break. I'm Jim Blyson. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.